Another Medford Area School District report with school board member Mark Temme talking about time.
For me, the interest in this started a year ago when, after the winter of 2013-14, we were just due to inclement weather, cold conditions, snow, we had lost enough days that we were getting right down to the point where we were going to have to get past the first week of June and into the second week. The article that was in the Star News was what it's all about. And I kind of walked through where school calendar time comes from. And you either it's from days off during the middle of the year, and I commented there that, you know, we may can shuffle them a little bit, but nobody really wants to change those too much. The second part is our time is being lost due to scheduled testing, and there was, if you've been paying attention at all, or if you look at the letter that came out in the mail, we talk about how the accountability testing, not necessarily a bad thing for all of it, but it keeps sucking up time out of the school year, and it's educational time. That's right where it comes out of, the meat of the schedule. And then also the third one was the other option we have two other options. One is, do we increase day length and or hours in a classroom time? And the universal agreement there is we can add it, but we don't gain anything because the attention span is we have so much and we're already there, and adding 5 minutes to an hour doesn't mean that we learn more. And the last one is, when do we start school? And that's the issue that I'm frustrated with, because it's a mandate. We cannot start school before September 1st. So nobody wants to go later in June. Nobody wants to really lose days during the school year. Adding minutes to the day is probably really very unrealistic. So that leaves what's left is the beginning of the school year. And I believe this all – I had some discussions with legislators when we were at the legislative meeting on March 30th. And the bottom line is it boils down to a lobby from the tourism board in the years back, that we don't start school before September 1st. You know, it's probably fairly critical in the Wisconsin Dells, maybe in some of the areas up north, but we're being put under a jam because we're out of time. So we need to make decisions. You know, what are we going to do? We have our accountability testing is taking more and more time every year. We don't have any days left. We're scheduled right at the minimum. And if we have extra days gone during the year, we're actually violating. We're in violation of not enough time for our teachers to teach. And that's the frustrating part about the whole deal. So my thinking, like many other people's, is that we would be given the privilege of starting our school calendar where we can make it, we're not up against that second week in June. Obviously, that has mixed emotions, but right now, probably a third of our students in high school are in sports or other activities that are happening before the school year starts. We have football games before. We have band is absolutely in full gear. Why not go to school? My comment was, my kids, I remember when they were of that age, by that time of the summer, either kids or their friends are back there or they're busy. Let us have that privilege of allowing us to schedule a few days in August so that we're not so jammed up against the end in the rest of the year. You know, if it's an issue in our community where our restaurants and our activities said, hey, we can't or do not want to do this, then it makes sense probably to live with what we got. But I don't believe that's the issue here. I think we're at that point where we're stuck. We were given a gift, but they allowed us to add a few minutes to the day last year because otherwise we were in the second week of June. And the pushback from the community was strong. Don't do that. We have plans. We're going to be gone. What's going to happen when my kids miss the last few days of school? So I think we're at that rock and a hard place spot where we need to do something. We need to have some flexibility. And that's pretty much where what I'm looking for is the allowing of some flexibility earlier in the year. And that's in very late August.
Thank you, Mark, for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Medford Area School District Report with school board member Mark Temme, and it's about time, for the lack of it.